As we celebrate
the Good Friday liturgy of the Lord's Passion, the veneration of his holy cross, and receive him in Holy Communion. The words of Jesus to Pontius Pilate, a man who lost heaven because he was a coward, but the words to him should resound in our own ears, our minds, our hearts. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Well, of course, Jesus is truth incarnate. And because of our baptisms, we belong to him. The church asks us, do we listen, truly listen, to the voice of Jesus? Listening is more than just hearing a sound, hearing words. Listening means that what I hear, I understand. And what I understand, I make my own. What we have just experienced in the inspired Gospel of St. John, we are to make our own. The other evangelists record much the same scene at Golgotha as does St. John. They record that Jesus cried out, I thirst, and then he handed over his spirit to the Father. But before he cried out, I thirst, he begged the Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Are we listening to what he said? If we belong to the truth, to him, he's begging the Father to forgive you and me as much as to forgive every other human being from Adam and Eve on down. He's begging forgiveness for us. How can we not be moved to listen, to take to heart, to make our own his love for us as we love and are to love others. No matter whom those persons may be, husbands, wives, children, brothers and sisters, neighbors, co-workers, strangers. If we truly listen to the Lord's voice, we understand it. We make what he tells us the rule of our life. And then as we venerate his most holy cross, hopefully we understand better the depth and the breadth of his love for us, each of us, but also what he is asking of us. To live the life of the Holy Cross, a life of sacrifice, a life of true love for others, a life that is an imitation of him. So in this holy liturgy of the Lord's Passion, of the veneration of his holy cross, and of Holy Communion, let us rededicate ourselves as those who follow the truth, those who belong to Christ and listen to him.